Ready to take a peek into the future.
Always up for a little time travel.
Well, today we're diving into the world of cloud migration services in 2025. And let me tell you, the research you sent over.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say things are about to get interesting.
Definitely interesting. A little wild, even.
Yeah, wild is a good word for it.
Yeah.
So to be clear for everyone listening, you know, you've given us some intriguing source material about the future of cloud computing. And we're here to sort of extract the most useful nuggets, right?
Absolutely.
Consider this your cheat sheet to staying ahead of the curve.
Exactly. Cut through the noise and see what's really on the horizon.
Okay, so the mission of this deep dive is pretty clear then, right?
Yeah.
Help our listeners understand what's coming and maybe get a leg up on the competition.
Exactly. And one thing that really jumps out from the research is that we're not just talking about, you know, like incremental improvements.
Right, like, oh, cloud computing is a little bit faster or a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, none of that. The sources are pointing to a much more fundamental shift in how companies will be adopting cloud technology, a real transformation.
Okay, so not just your typical IT upgrade. We're talking about a whole new ballgame.
Exactly, a whole new way of thinking about the cloud.
So what kind of shift are we talking about?
Okay, so remember lift and shift.
Help me out here.
Basically, companies would just take their existing servers, you know, all their data, and just kind of plop them onto the cloud, like copy paste, same setup, different location.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
So that was kind of the go-to approach for a while. Just move everything as is. But that's becoming a relic of the past.
Gotcha. So less of a straight copy paste to the cloud. What's taking its place?
A much more tailored approach. The research highlights the rise of what they're calling multi-cloud strategies. So businesses are choosing specific cloud providers and services, but based on the needs of like individual applications.
Oh, interesting. So that's not one size fits all anymore.
Nope. It's like picking and choosing the best tools for each job instead of just going all in with one provider.
So more strategic, more customized. But this all sounds, I don't know, a bit complicated. Isn't cloud migration notoriously complex? Will companies need to like hire, I don't know, whole teams of experts just to manage this multi-cloud world?
That's the really fascinating part. You'd think it'd be more complex, right?
Yeah.
But actually, the sources suggest that all this complexity is actually being managed for companies.
Wait, really?
Yeah. We're talking about like sophisticated automation and AI-driven tools. Think, you know, AI that takes care of everything from like security checks during migration to even optimizing your cloud resources after you're all set up.
Whoa, so the AI is like your personal cloud concierge.
Basically, yeah. And that's a game changer because it means that even a small business, maybe without a huge IT budget, could handle this kind of cloud migration.
Okay, so the barriers to entry are dropping.
Yeah. Significantly. The sources are even predicting a surge in cloud adoption by small businesses and startups over the next couple of years.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, if it's easier and more affordable, why not, right?
Exactly.
But it also makes me wonder, okay, if everything is being handled by AI and automation, is there a risk of companies relying too much on these systems?
Ah, you're thinking about the potential downsides.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what about security risks, you know?
Yeah.
Or unexpected glitches? Those things still happen, right?
Absolutely valid concern. And it's something the research does touch upon. So while AI and automation can handle a lot, they're not foolproof. No system is. The sources emphasize the need for, you know, ongoing human oversight.
Okay, good. So it's not a completely hands-off situation.
Right. Especially when it comes to sensitive data and critical applications. Humans still need to be in the loop.
Right, to make sure the AI is playing nice. But overall, it sounds like cloud migration is about to get a lot more approachable.
Absolutely, more accessible.
Easier, faster, more efficient.
Exactly. Imagine migrating an entire database in minutes. Or having AI automatically optimize your cloud costs so you're not overspending. That's the kind of future we're talking about.
Okay, so a faster, smarter, and maybe even cheaper cloud experience? I have to admit, this peek into the future has me wondering.
What's on your mind?
Well, if cloud migration becomes this easy, will companies even hesitate to make the switch? Like, will we see a mass exodus from traditional servers? And what does this mean for the businesses that, for whatever reason, choose not to migrate? Will they be left behind? It definitely gives you a lot to think about.
A lot to think about, indeed. It'll be interesting to see how this all unfolds.
Definitely. All right, everyone, that's our deep dive into cloud migration services in 2025. A lot to digest, for sure, but hopefully this gives you a head start in preparing for the future. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.